It's 3 o'clock in the Gallatin Valley. This is KGLT Bozeman and KGLZ East Helena. Did I get it right? Yeah, now I've memorized it, finally. And, excuse me, and KGLT is supported by our good friends, the Western Cafe, established for before most people around here were even born. Lunch and breakfast, I can't read the sun in my eyes, using local products featuring signature cinnamon rolls and more. Located at 443 East Main in Bozeman. Open daily from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Cactus Blossom Collective, a thoughtfully curated shop and cooperative workspace carrying ethically sourced, handmade, and vintage goods with a focus on local artisans. Located at 111 West Kellner in downtown Livingston. Online at cactusblossomcollective.com. And On-Site Energy, a Bozeman-based solar power contractor specializing in project development, design, and installation. Owned and operated by nationally certified solar professionals with over a decade experience serving Montana. On the web at onsiteenergyinc.com and by phone at 406-551-6135. A quick look at the weather. It's really nice out. It says it's 26. It's sunny, so it's sort of wet out in the streets, but it's still nice wintry. They're calling for a high of 20 today, and it beat that. Low of 7 tonight, 26 tomorrow, cloudy with evening flurries. So a little more snow tonight and tomorrow night. Something to look forward to. And one more thing we have to do here before we can get to music. Around Town is brought to you by Explore Big Sky, covering local Big Sky and Southwest Montana news with professional photography and stories from around across the region. Available twice monthly at newsstands around Bozeman, West Yellowstone, and Big Sky. Online at explorebigsky.com.
You're listening to Around Town. Here's what's happening for Friday. In Bozeman, Dan Dubuque plays at Scissor Bill's. Burgers and Bingo for HRDC Warming Center is at the Eagles. Bozeman Poetry Collective is having an open mic night at the Public Library. Ty Stevenson performs at Wild Joe's Coffee Spot. It's Jazz Night with Alex Robolata at Red Tractor Pizza. Paige and the People's Band with DJ Miscellaneous are at the Rialto. And Reflection on Caregiving is at the Dharma Center. In Livingston, a Various Mediums art opening is at Two River Galleries in Big Timber. Antigone is at the Blue Slipper Theater. The Fossils perform at the Attic, and Blackwater Band plays at Chico Hot Springs. In Helena, Augustus performs at LNC Brewery. Jim Madden and Kevin Hurlbut play at Benny's Bistro. Low Key Salves are at the Staggering Ox. You can listen to Around Town on weekdays at 10, 3, and 7 on KGLT.
We have some KGLT apprentices in the studio today, so some background training going on, but it won't show through at all. Some friends of mine were talking about this record on the music discussion groups the other day, and several people realized they don't have it. This is one slipped under the radar from the 70s, I suppose.
I've been using myself like only I can, but I understand that you understand, 'cause just for a moment I found across me. me. Everything is there, nothing I'm missing. Well, just for a moment, I was complete.
that I heard. You humans require more
Okay, getting into the groove here on this cold Friday afternoon. Wrapping up with Granddaddy, Jason Lytle and company from Someday. You heard I'm on Standby. Start off with Ronnie Lane and Ronnie Wood from The Faces, Small Faces, Jeff Beck Group, etc., etc. From a pretty obscure album called Mahoney's Last Stand, a soundtrack to a movie of the same name. You heard Just for a Moment, a great Ronnie Lane song that he originally recorded for one of the Pete Townsend Maribaba devotional albums, but he brought it back around for that one. And while talking to friends, I pointed out that the CD of that release has five more songs, and somebody pointed out to me that those five extra songs are actually The Faces with Rod Stewart and Ron Wood, demos, rehearsal tapes or something from them. That's really good. And I'd listened to it, but there's no notes on that, so I was in the dark until yesterday, thanks to whoever clued me in on that. Heard Pete Townsend himself from the expanded Who Came First, doing his version of Seeker, which was on another one of those Maribaba albums. I think that was on Happy Birthday, the first of the three. And I've just read there's a new version of that coming out, a more expanded version coming out soon that's got some unreleased things on it. So we'll have to buy it again. I'll have to buy it again anyway. And then The Move from Looking On, you hear Jeff Lynne singing What? 22 after the hour. I think I've got enough stuff lined up to make a show now. Just dancing around today and trying to tell you what's happening.
Again this year, accounting students from the Jake Jabs College of Business are offering free tax preparation assistance to MSU students and individuals who made less than $58,000 last year. The help sessions take place on the MSU campus in Jabs Hall, February through April, as a part of the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. Tax counseling for international students and MSU employees will be offered as well. Session dates and more information are available by email at vita@montana.edu or by phone 994-4423.
Thank you, Christy. This is coming up real soon, and I need to get organized because I've done this the KGLT record sale for all these past years, but my stash is depleted. Got one box of records to sell, but I'm going to be there, hopeful, so come on out.
The Friends of KGLT vinyl sale is Friday, March 2nd from 3 to 9 p.m. in MSU subrooms 233 and 235. Great fundraiser for KGLT where you and like-minded folks can peruse and buy cool vinyl.
I'm Shelby Gruber.
This is Brent Wilting.
My name is Lena. I came to the KGLT vinyl sale.
Do you have vinyl to donate? Want to sell your LPs, singles, CDs, or even cassettes at the vinyl sale?
Actually picked up some cassettes.
Call 994-6484 to donate or to talk about your own sale setup.
It's a pretty great selection.
The Friends of KGLT winter vinyl sale. March 2nd in the sub at MSU Bozeman.
I got some, found some rock and roll, older stuff. You never know what you're going to find. There's big jazz section, so I'll probably hit that up next. Keep digging through it all.
Yeah, I'm going to have a big stack of cassettes again, as well as some vinyl. And they cleaned me out last time on the cassette, so get there early, because there's going to be some good ones. And this is going to be a small, intimate record fair, so it should be exciting. A little bit different. They're changing the space for it just because of availability, but I think it'll be nice to be... Really, it'll seem more exciting if we're all packed into the sub-meeting room. Okay? Be there.
This righteousness is shining. It walks in ruby shoes. There's not too much of nothing. You cannot make it do. Back to some muddy river. To dig a diamond mine. I got a good thing working. On diamond mining time. Candlelights begin to glow.
just begun to reap. I know you're asleep.
That's Joe Walsh, formerly of the band The Flies from Kent State, Ohio, and a one-time member of the Ohio Express, and now he's an Eagle. And he's good. Great. I got to see Joe Walsh. He won me over. I saw him one time, and I swear he made time stand still or move backwards. Really good. Just great, great, funny guy. Unfortunately, he's like Randy Newman, got tagged as a comedy artist, and neither of them are. That's Funk 49 from the James Gang. We start off with Meat Puppets from Huevos here at Automatic Mojo. And a great band. They played here twice in Bozeman, probably before you were born, like they say. The last time was at a place called the Sundance Saloon, which is no longer there, over on 19th. And they recorded a live album in Bozeman and Missoula. It came out. It's called Live in Montana. And they're very happy with the gigs here. I know because I talked to them, the sound guy and the drummer. And that's good. It's really nice. Quite the event. One of our local friends got 86 from the gig. And it's saved for posterity on that live album. Here, Neil Young from Zuma and Spirit from their last album with the original lineup, Dr. Sardonicus. You heard Nothing to Hide. It's 3:40, right on time. I'm showing these kids how it's done, and we're hitting the pie chart marks like crazy. It's like I'm professional or something. Little do they know.
The next Pickin' in the Park series concert is Thursday, March 1st at 7 p.m. at the Story Mansion. The Bozeman Folklore Society and Bozeman City Parks and Recreation Department welcome Toronto's Lonesome Ace String Band for an evening of old-time traditional and original music.
Across the Rocky Mountains, I walk miles and miles.
The trio features Chris Cool on banjo, John Showman on fiddle, and Max Heineman on bass. Advance tickets are available in-store and online at Cactus Records. Remaining tickets at the door, opening at 6:30. The Lonesome Ace String Band, Thursday, March 1st, at the Story Mansion, South Wilson in Bozeman.
As always, plenty going on in Bozeman these days. All kinds of music coming to town. That's really exciting. We're getting on the map. You know, Missoula's been sort of pulling the big artists in, but I'd like to see more happening here in Bozeman like that. You know, drive to Missoula, it's nice, but you got to stay overnight, and you don't want to drive home after a show, because I know I've done that, and it was pretty hairy, so don't need to do that. I didn't check, but I think it's going to be Derek Leonard. The 6 to 9 schedule is now a three-way split, and I never know who's coming in. It could be Rune, could be Derek, could be the other guy, but it's all good. Keeps you rocking after the show. And as you've noticed, alternating weeks on Friday 3 to 6, it's Bob Bramlett and Jimmy Kehoe and guests doing that. So it's a little bit different, but it's good. Good that the schedule changes, except for old people like me that they can't get rid of. That's just the way it goes. They're going to have to carry me away when I'm no longer able to do this.
disagree. This is a track from the new album. It's called Walking into Clarksdale.
Misplaced out of time, privileged work. Over my
That didn't work out the way I planned it. I must have grabbed the wrong disc. Let's see. Let's see what's in the magic box. Maybe I can fix that. This too. Nah. That's what happens when you listen to your own CDs late night at home. You put them back in the wrong case. That can happen. But I have the ability and skill to correct these problems. It's radio. It's live radio. Nothing's on the computer here. Nothing at all.